I'm on the phone with Richard Winters, an MKP brother, and he is going to talk to us today a little bit about his experience with MKP. And Richard, welcome, and could you do like a, couple sentence bio? Who are you?
Okay, sure. My name is Richard, as you said, Richard Winters. I'm a teacher in Northern California. I'm a father of three. I have two grown sons and a daughter who's 10, in my 50s. That's a good bio.
That's good. That's a couple sentences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so when and where did you do the New Warrior Training Adventure weekend?
So that was 5 years ago, heading on 6 years ago up in Nevada County. It's called Camp Augusta.
Let's see, what year was that then, in case this is still playing?
2005.
2005 you did your weekend up in Camp Augusta.
Yeah, September 2005.
Neat. And when you were thinking about doing that weekend, were there any objections, concerns you had about doing it? Anything?
Oh, God, I was terrified. I mean, I was nervous. I was worried. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I don't join things. I don't belong to clubs. I don't get involved in, at least I didn't until that weekend, and get involved in a lot of stuff. So I had a lot of trepidation going into that weekend. No, I really didn't know. I had no information, and I had a lot of fear.
Mm. And 5 years later, are you over some of that?
Some of it.
Some of it, right.
Yeah, you know, I am over some of it, but it's stuff that I carry with me, and so it doesn't go away just boom. There's like a magic moment, and it's over. Yeah. But you know, I have a lot more ability to do things that scare me now. I do seem like I can step up places that make me nervous, and I have a support system that helps me, and I do step into, you know, challenges easier and more willingly than I certainly did before that weekend.
Neat. Yeah, thanks for that. Hey, and yeah. So in your 5 years since you did that, have you introduced other men to the Mankind Project, and what's been the reaction you've gotten?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Barry, when you ask me that. I've told a lot of men about it, and most men that I tell look at me with a lot of skepticism. Rarely does a man step forward to give it a try. I encounter resistance regularly. You know, from once in a while, though, a man will step up, and invariably that man is delighted that he did it, seems to get as much out of the weekend as I did, and has a lot of gratitude for the whole experience. But most men that I encounter have a lot of fear about it and resistance.
Yeah, interesting. So as part of this interview series, we're definitely talking to men about doing the weekend and then also what they've done since the weekend to continue their journey. And we've talked about I-groups and things. And what's your experience in I-groups, and are you sitting in one now?
Yeah, so that's been in my life, in fact, I was in an I-group last night. Every Wednesday night for 5 years now, just about, I've been going to an I-group. I probably go to 45 out of the 52 weeks a year, I sit in a group, and it's 2.5 hours sitting in an I group. And, you know, we sat, and last night, since the end of the year, we kind of went around the circle kind of talking actually what the I group means to us and what we got out of it. It's pretty powerful last night. And, you know, for me, what I put into it was that it is, besides my children, the strongest core of my life. It's the place where I go, and I know I'm going to be listened to, where I'm going to hear other men speak their truth, where I'm going to be able to look at parts of my life that aren't working that I want to improve, and really sit in real honest connection with other men about what it's like to be going through this life together. And it's been profound for me. I feel like my closest friends are in my I group, people that I respect are in the I group, you know, and I've learned a lot about myself in that I group.
Sounds like a blessing.
So, yeah.
How has your life changed since the New Warrior Training Adventure? Can you take a snapshot back at Richard Winters pre-05, and what do you see?
Oh, that's great. Wow. Well, the truth is, it's hard to remember what my life was like beforehand. I feel like I'm a much more honest man than I was then. I don't hide the way I used to in sarcasm or jokes or silliness. I have that in me, meaning I have humor still, but I don't feel like I have to live in that all the time. I feel like I'm much more honest. I feel like one of the things I wanted was to feel better about my physical being, and using the I group, I feel like I'm I'm taking steps to getting much healthier in my physical being. I've got a job that I love that has power and importance to me that I didn't have when I joined the iGroup. I feel like I took on a job and have stayed with it and have, and I really looked at what causes me pain. I have a much clearer idea of what gets me unhinged, and I have some tools for being able to address that and look at it quicker and easier and not let things spiral so out of control. And it doesn't mean that I have no pain or have no problems in my life, but I feel like I have a way of looking at that, and I have people that I can share it with. I have men that I can share it with and who understand it and will listen and support me. And so that's been huge for me. Huge.
You know, I haven't asked this on any of the other interviews I've done, but you mentioned your kids in your opening paragraphs about your bio. How's it played out for you being a father and being a new warrior training adventure graduate?
You know, it's interesting. I have two sons that are right now, they're in their early 20s. And I feel like I'm much more direct with them and straighter with them and hold them accountable for parts of their lives than I think I would have if I hadn't gone through it. So I feel like I deal with my sons as men. And, you know, with my daughter, I feel like I'm a really strong father for her. I feel like I'm honest to her. I can talk to her. And I really appreciate and enjoy her and allow her into my life and into my heart and share, you know, my emotions with her. So I feel like I get that I'm a more genuine father. I'm not putting on a role or a mask when I deal with my kids. That they see the genuine man that I am, and they see my struggles, and I'm willing to share it with them. And I can listen to them. I can listen and hear what they're saying much easier too.
Wow. Oh, thank you. So you know, men who are hearing this, and maybe even women who are hearing this, who signed up for this interview series. They are maybe at a place where they're thinking of doing this. And I've been asking men to, what would you tell a man if you had a chance to talk to him who's thinking about taking this step?
What would I tell him? Well, I would say that they won't be sorry for it. They won't be regretting that they did it. They're not going to look back and say, oh, that was a waste of time. And the possibilities that will open up for them is quite possibly life-changing for them, that they may be able to save their marriage or change their relationships or find work that inspires them, and they'll find a way to connect with men in a way that, in my experience, most of us haven't had. Honest relationships where you can connect and forge deep friendships and deep understandings and see how much each man has in common, and get past the games that men have and the defenses that we have with each other, that I had with other men. You'll learn to, you know, one of the things that I'm really learning is the power of what's called an I statement, which is speaking my truth, not assuming that my truth is everybody's truth or that your, so, and that's remarkable, you know. And so my guess is that men will start seeing the world through different lenses and in my belief, healthier, more honest lenses.
Fantastic. Hey, Richard, thank you so much for your time and for sharing.
Hey, Barry, thank you for doing this. Yeah. I really think it's great.
Absolutely.
I hope that it brings men to the project, because God knows the world needs it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Take care.